Good morning. It's 10 after 8, and Dean Richards joins us now with his daily entertainment report. Dean, did you make one of your famous Dean Richards meals last night and watch the debate?
I did, actually. I'm going to be showing what I made on WGN TV Morning News today at about 9:35. But yeah, it was. I'm not sure if it was a good idea to have knives in my hand during whatever it was that went on last night.
If I were Chris Wallace last night, at some point I would have said, I'm about to turn this debate around and take you kids both back home if you don't shut up.
Yeah, a couple of thoughts on that. Number one, a lot of people are trashing Chris Wallace. You know this as an interviewer. I know it. I don't know what any moderator could have done in the middle of all of that, short of turning their microphones off.
Yeah, too bad he didn't have that control.
They should, really. I mean, if the debates are going to be like this, there ought to be a way to just turn the microphones off. And I also, I'm not crazy about, you know, when the, I know we want to see the reaction of the other person when the other one is talking. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these, you know, faces that they're making, I just want to hear what the guys have to say.
The split screen.
The split screen. I don't know what more Chris Wallace could have done. If he had gotten tough earlier, people would have said, that was unnecessary, and you know he's being unfair. And I feel for him as an interviewer. That was a tough spot to be in for him.
Yeah, and you know we talked to him here a couple weeks ago. And if you watch Fox News Sunday, you know he is tough on everybody,
right?
And fair. And he wanted to be invisible last night. That was his goal, but he couldn't be because of the way both men were.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to report that while I was chopping vegetables and, you know, I have all of my digits.
Yeah, that's good to know.
There was no injury that took place. Here's what I'm cooking today to kind of, you know, soothe our national, you know, feelings because everybody's riled up today. Imagine if a delicious beef stew married French onion soup.
Ooh.
And the two now are together.
Perfect weather for this.
That's what I'm making this morning at 9:35 on TV.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully.
And I'm going to perform a ceremony between the two also.
I expect nothing
civil
less.
Union between the stew and the soup.
So this morning I was really sad to hear about two pop music stars passing away, Helen Reddy and Mac Davis.
Yeah, very, very sad. And you know, so ironic, they were the same age, 78 years old. Helen Reddy, they have not issued an official cause of death, but Helen Reddy has suffered with Addison's disease for quite a few years. Since 2015, it's reported that she lived with dementia. So both of those things may have contributed to the cause of her death. The amount of music that Helen Reddy gave us was astounding. Everybody thinks of her, you know, because of I Am Woman, which became the anthem for what then was called the women's lib movement, the feminist movement, became iconic. But during the 70s and 80s, she had hit after hit after hit. You and I both played them over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
On the radio, and here's a little sampling.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
That ain't
definitely the sound of the 70s.
Man, oh man, unbelievable. I hosted a Helen Reddy concert when Chicago Fest was still down at Navy Pier. It's one of the like the first big concerts that I ever hosted. And boy, I just thought I was in the middle of, you know, rock and roll Nirvana back there with you know, you and me against the world.
There's a movie out about her life now,
yeah,
right?
Documentary. It just came out a week or so ago. The timing is a little bit ironic, but Helen Reddy was amazing. And Mac Davis had heart surgery last Monday, and his account tweeted out that complications had developed as a result of the surgery. And last night they announced that Mac Davis passed away, also 78 years old, and also an incredible body of music.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
You got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count your many blessings every day.
Oh, I believe in you.
So it was the song Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me that crossed him over from country music into pop music. That song went number one. He had all of these hits all on his own that yielded him his own television variety show, which was on for several years. He had several roles in major motion pictures, including North Dallas 40. But what the music world is remembering Mac Davis for most is his songwriting. He wrote for Elvis Presley, In the Ghetto, Don't Cry Daddy, Memories, A Little More Conversation, among many others. He wrote Watching Scotty Grow and songs for Kenny Rogers during the early part of his career. Song after song after song from other artists, all written by Mac Davis. Very, very prolific. And, you know, if he left us nothing else, he may have been responsible for more guys getting a perm in the 1970s than anybody else.
True. And you're right. His real talent was songwriting, and he could turn them out quickly. And, Dean, let's get to the Lion King news of the morning.
Bob, I've gotten some texts during the break. People would like it if we could yell at each other more, talk over each other.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, I'm going to turn off your microphone.
If at some point you could tell me to shut up, that would be fantastic.
Do you want to be the scowling one all the time or the smiling one all the time?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure that it matters, to tell you the truth. Lion King is going to be remade. Not the same story that we already know. They're going to do a prequel this time. The last version of Lion King, the digitally enhanced one that Jon Favreau directed, made $1.6 billion. It was a huge hit. And now the prequel, what led to the story that we know is going to be made, but this time it's going to be made by the Oscar-winning director of the movie Moonlight, Barry Jenkins. So same technology, same digitally created characters, etc. No word on a release date for that just yet.
And Sacha Baron Cohen has been busy lately, hasn't he?
He has. You know, while all the rest of us have been pandemicking, he was out there making a Borat sequel. It's like 2006 that we first met Borat from the film Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Now Borat is coming back with the sequel that he has been secretly making. He's been going and spoofing politicians and spoofing the average person showing real behavior. He's been going to political rallies, among other things, getting into the crowds and getting people to start chanting and singing racist songs. So it's, you know, going to be incredibly irreverent again, another mockumentary style. It's been picked up by Amazon Prime. And it's going to be debuting, they say, just before the election.
And finally, there's some good news for the fans of the old show Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, they've been talking about a reboot of this for a very long time. And now we've got some details about it. It is going to feature many of the original cast members. Mark Paul Gosselaar, who was Zach Morris, is going to be playing the governor of California now. A.C. Slater, Mario Lopez, is going to be a gym teacher at good old Bayside High. Their former flames, Kelly Kapowski, Tiffany Thiessen, and Jesse Spano, Elizabeth Berkeley, are going to be part of the original cast. But they've got a bunch of young actors are going to be the new students at Bayside High. It will debut on the Peacock online platform on November the 25th. No Screech, no Lisa, no Mr. Belding.
But the good news is I have figured out how to get that channel.
Oh, good.
So there is hope for me.
There'll be a lot of Saved by the Bell talk after Thanksgiving here.
Thanks, Dean. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.